Extremely local news from Block Club Chicago now. Seamus Toomey with news about a plan to build two skyscrapers in Fulton Market. Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, Fulton Market has seen a ton of development over the past decade or two, and these are going to be some of the bigger ones that are coming over to that neighborhood. There's going to be a 50-story building and a 39-story building that are coming to the 1300 block of West Carroll, so sort of on the northwest side of the whole traffic nightmare that is the near west side nowadays. This used to be the old Archer Daniels wheat mill. It really looked like just a huge industrial farm site, and preservationists had tried to keep it, to keep a little bit of flavor in the neighborhood and not so many glass towers over there. But they lost. It got knocked down a couple years ago, and the city yesterday approved plans for both of these skyscrapers. It's going to be about 750 apartments that are coming there. So more folks moving to the near west side. It'll take a couple years. They hope to break ground on at least one of them sometime later this year.
Yeah, it's been growing too fast. They've got parking issues and other problems to deal with over there in the West Loop for sure. Let's talk about Pilsen and the proposal to overhaul the largest vacant lot there.
Right, another big project. This is almost like a mini neighborhood could be built within Pilsen. This lot has been vacant for a very long time. It's about 6 acres at the corner of 18th and Peoria, and the neighborhood's been fighting about this. So what's going to go there for years now? Pilsen, as you know, has been gentrifying pretty quickly, and the affordable housing options are very limited now. So they've been fighting to what will go here. They've settled on a mix of, it's going to be about 450 housing units, and it's going to be a mix of two flats, three flats, six flats, as well as some townhouses and some apartment buildings that will be denser. But it's pretty cool. They've got parks and trails running through this, I think they've got consensus for at least a lot of the activists and politicians in that neighborhood. So we'll see when they start building that one, but it's going to be some of the renderings we have on blockclubchicago.org are pretty spectacular. So it's interesting to see.
Also on blockclubchicago.org, the story of Swedish Hospital and the community garden growing fresh produce for employees and neighbors. Seamus, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bob, have fun on the cruise.
Appreciate that.